Now we're live.
There's audio. Are we live?
We're live, but I didn't actually have the microphone on. So now we're live.
Oh, so now we're live.
We're live. Episode 110, the anniversary of episode 10.
Oh, yes. 110.
100 years of crippled system excellence.
Yes.
Whoa.
Something is happening.
I think things are loud.
Who's loud? Me?
I think we're all loud. I'm going to have to adjust some things.
All right.
Welcome to Crippled System 110, where we have technical difficulty.
I like episode 10. That was perfect.
Right.
I can't tell if we're loud or it's loud.
No, it's loud.
It's coming from the future, so we are going to be loud.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that how it's working?
Should be a lot better now.
I love how we just were silent for 5 seconds.
as we're listening to the mic on there.
Live fail casts are better than not live fail casts because everyone gets to deal with it.
Yeah, it's very exciting stuff. It is. We're recording from the world of Easter.
From the world of Easter, which I did have to explain to Nathan, is indeed on a Sunday.
Yes. Nathan will be here shortly, as you realize today was Sunday. So he's what? He said 10 minutes ago. He said he'll be here in 10 minutes, 5 minutes ago, so we should see him in 15 minutes.
Yes. It's a longer drive than I think he was giving it credit for. He might drive slightly like a maniac.
It's in no way 10 minutes in any way, and Nathan is always late on any given time frame, so him saying 10 minutes is ridiculous. We'll still be recording when he shows up.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there might be drama when Nathan shows up. Is that what you just said?
No. I just said it's just when he shows up, it'll be a mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan brings drama with him, though. He's very dramatic.
Yeah. All right, so we should go around the table.
In the acting sense.
Yeah, my name is Andy.
My name is Jim, and I do know that it's Easter and Sunday.
And my name is Brian.
Yay!
Announcements.
Do we have any?
We do. We have lots of announcements.
Nathan has them.
Nathan?
Wait for him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. What month is it? It's April, because Easter's in April this year. So April 19th, I think, which is a Saturday. It's probably the 19th. Yeah, I'm gonna say April 19th, a Saturday. There is a 50-point Masters event in Madison. That's a pretty good sign-up. I think we're close to 20-ish, over 20 already.
18.
Sunday's the 18th?
Saturday the 18th.
Saturday is an 18th.
Okay,
so are you 18th. Having it on a Sunday?
Nope, it is not on a Sunday. I wonder. No, it's an 18th.
Why are we having a tournament on a Sunday?
We are not. So Saturday the 18th. 50-point event at Pegasus Games. We're giving away the pins, the pins for the first, second, third place.
The pins.
Yeah, instead of coins, I got the pin set.
Oh, the new steamroller pack pins.
Yeah, steamroller pins. Yep. We have not given away the pins at Madison yet, so I want to have at
least they were giving away coins.
They're new. They're like they're pins.
They're neat.
Mostly pins are kind of like these cheesy things. They're nice.
But no, they're
kind of like the larger ones.
Not that big, but they're pretty slick.
Oh, like medals, almost.
Yeah.
They're pretty slick.
But they got a pin on the back of them. Correct. And you can put them on your bag and stuff instead of just throwing them in a jar.
Well, Privateer's been all pins this last year with all their miniature pins and stuff.
They've been going nuts with pins.
Yeah.
They do have an awesome-looking Bart. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the chibi Bart. Oh, he's awesome.
Next weekend,
I have. I don't know. It's not a mini.
Chicago is having their tournament series in Chicago. They're going to have like 3 or 4 tournaments throughout the year. I think it's 4 tournament series, and then they're going to have like a finals later in the year. And it's like if you win the events, you get a first round bye in this big event. So it's kind of like you get a free round if you win these events, get a free placement in their big event end of the year.
Boy, I hope they don't do any strength of schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, it's all about you want to win that event anyway, so it's not about like getting second or third. But
it's always about getting second or third.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's next. And then in May, I posted the first 2 6-packs, May something. It's June 20th is the second one. Well, give me a calendar. I was confident about dates, and you guys were all like, well, what day's wrong? Maybe I was thinking about
May 19th.
Yeah, that might be what I was. No, that doesn't seem right.
Either. No, that's definitely not right. That's
definitely not right.
I mean, are we having tournaments on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I thought it was May 16th. Yeah, May 16th. That's how I thought it was. May 16th is the first six-pack.
Really? May
16th. Yeah, May 16th.
I can't make that one.
You decided to go see a concert like an idiot.
Like a 3-day concert.
Yeah, well, that's your mistake.
Yeah.
Is it Summerfest?
No, it's not Summerfest. It's Rock on the Range. It's
Okay, it's that makes more sense because Summerfest in May wouldn't make any sense.
Weird Al is going to be at Summerfest, but I've never gone to Summerfest, and I don't think I ever will.
Summerfest, I've been there, bad. I think, either that or the State Fair. They're the same thing.
Summerfest is bigger.
Summerfest is right next to the State Fair.
Summerfest. When we were kids, we'd go there and buy cigars and smoke them. Well, we were like 14, and they'd sell them to us anyway.
I probably Summerfest. Good time. There's too many people. But so
there is a mega ton load of people.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm excited for the six pack because I'm giving away too many prizes. I think I've posted all over the place all the prize packs. I have framed prints from one of the Florian. I can't think of his last.
Do you have the artist formerly known as Prince?
Are hung in your basement?
Those are the those are the ones that were in the frames in the basement. They're not hung. The ones that are hung are just from random privateer stuff. Oh, but okay. I have all the framed ones downstairs. The Sorcha one. I put them on. I posted them on Facebook in a bunch of the threads. I'm giving away prints. I'm giving away. Privateer has these pins where they have a holiday sale or certain events. They give these special pins that are like you only get them during this one way. I have like six of those pins I'm giving away.
You have Santa Butcher too, don't you?
I have Santa Butcher is one of them.
Isn't it Butcher Claws?
Butcher Claws. That would probably be a better one. Yeah. But yeah, he was giving away you had to get one holiday of the big bundle. Special holiday deal for those. Yep.
And then on top of that, if you play in like four of the six packs, you get a free T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be every event has the coins. I got the coin kits. I could do so. Like, you know, like every faction gets a coin if you win. If you're best of faction.
Yep.
And the six packs T-shirts, I'm just gonna throw out there. Key wardrobe. Yeah, element.
They're important. Mm-hmm. And I'm having an artist draw up a design. I'm paying the same guy who bought a bunch of the arts for. I'm having him design the artwork for the six pack. So I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the six pack, there'll be a bunch of other prizes for best of overall factions and overall winner. And then we count the score. If you play in at least five of the events, your scores from your five events carry over. If you play in six, we use your best five. We change that up so someone can miss one of the six events and not get screwed out of a possible.
Like if they decide to go to a concert or something.
Or DICON or something like that. Because DICON falls on the same day as one of them.
Yeah, the Salus, yeah. I mean, typically only three or four of us from Aston would go to DICON, so it wouldn't be too much of an overlap. Plus, it was the only weekend in June I could do the event.
Yeah.
And we don't get that many from St. Louis coming to our events, although Alex Schaefer said he might get a carload of people to come up to the six-pack events.
That would be a long drive. That's dedication.
It's 6 hours. Well, he likes hanging out with us.
That's dedication. That's 6 hours. That's cool.
I miss Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, he's the one with the crazy hair.
Yeah,
that is. He's cool. He's not really
so
cool
much
guy.
Crazy anymore, but yeah, but he used to have crazy hair.
He's a Legion player. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex Crazy Hair Schaefer.
Yeah. Yes. I'll throw that out there that he's an awesome guy. And fun as hell to play against. I'm a pretty good player.
He's big into trolls right now.
Oh.
Well, trolls are
good. I lost all respect for you, Alex. I take everything I said back.
Well, that didn't take long.
All that.
He was doing some circle, and he was bump. But yeah, he's currently loving the trolls.
I don't understand bouncing around factions at all.
He was
can't understand anyone that would do that ever.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me all the time?
Well, and Jim has been, he plays playing factions.
No.
And I think he's looking at going all in a rut.
I have not sold four factions.
Yeah. You've not.
I have not.
Nope.
You don't have four factions.
So do we have,
I don't anymore because I sold them.
Do we have Easter listeners? Are people actually?
Yeah, we got some folks online.
Yeah, cool.
They're just talking about a couple of them watched New Katie's Kitchen. That just got posted up. Legionnaires. I need to actually adjust the size of this because I can't read it from where I'm at.
I don't understand. Katie's doing a spinoff cooking show now?
She does a cooking show.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Hey, she's enjoying it. I may not understand it, but it's something she likes to do.
That's cool.
It's healthy adjacent.
Healthy adjacent?
Yeah. Or something. She's, you know.
Wow.
Oh, so
I'm going to say that she definitely can't do a cleaning show.
Well, it just shows you how to pay someone to clean. It's like, here, call this clean service. Right. Give them some money.
Yep.
It works well. So Nathan, is 10 minutes has been up a while ago, so surprisingly, he's still not here.
Oh, I love Nathan and his time frames. Yeah. He's like, he can travel to the north of town. It only takes 10 minutes.
Yeah. Everywhere in Madison to anywhere else in Madison is probably 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just rate of travel.
Yep, yeah, rate of travel. I mean, if you have a TARDIS, I guess you could make it in other places, but no.
I flew over Madison, and it took under 30 seconds. I mean...
No, actually, honestly, even flying out of Madison, it still takes longer than 30 seconds to actually make it out of Madison. No, if you're flying over it, it won't take that long. But
you sit in the goddamn airplane forever just waiting for it to launch.
Okay. But when it rolls off the tarmac and is in the air, from the time it's in the air till the time it's at the edge of Madison, it's like 40 seconds.
Yeah, once you get up there. But you spend three
it's
hours.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then, like, I flew to New York, and it's like 40 seconds, you're past Madison. Yeah. And then you start hitting the city of New York, and you fly over that thing for like an hour. So, like, it kind of gives you a sense of scale. Like, yep. And people are like, yeah, like, I work with a lot of, like, rural folk. Yeah. They're like, yeah, the big city there in Madison. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It always means to me when I talk to people, I'm like, yeah, when I go back home or something, like, Madison's a big town. I'm like, eh, it's medium-ish.
Yeah.
It's larger, but it still retains really small town feel to me.
Yeah.
I
don't know about that.
I mean, it has shit that's open after 9 o'clock, yeah, and which is nice.
The people are much, much, much different in Madison than they are in the little towns, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, it still feels nicer.
It's big enough that it's more a smaller town's more Republican. It's still big enough to be more Democratic feel.
It's more liberal for sure than any of the small towns by like a country mile.
Yeah,
and actually the crime is getting worse here. So move to Madison, guys. It's getting great here.
Hey, we got a basketball team fighting for the championship.
Hell yeah, Monday tomorrow. Yep, and they did great in their game against Kentucky, and they had really questionable reffing on both sides, and it was awful to watch.
I only heard, basically, I was driving back from the tournament in Cedar Rapids, and I only heard, like, the last 10 seconds of the game.
The one of the Badgers got a shot off, like, a second after the shot clock expired, and they gave it to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, count it, and then it was bad. There was a lot of bad.
Oh. So, well, I know that the Kentucky also didn't shake their hands as they walked off, and someone muttered under their breath during the post-interview.
A racial slur against his own race targeting a white guy.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little odd.
Yeah.
So we can talk about one thing I can bring up briefly before Nathan gets here because he's not involved. We got a copy of Ethereum.
Yes.
At Warm. Did people give it to you at Adepticon?
That was at Adepticon. Yep.
Do we know the people who are behind that game? I mean, I know
it's Vince. It's Anvil 8 Games.
Yeah, I know it's okay. I wasn't sure if we knew them beyond that because I know they're based out of Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they do someone play War Machine. Do you know? Or are they in the?
I think a couple of them have before. Right. I just yeah.
So I read the rules over the weekend for that book, and you're going to be assembling the miniatures.
They'll be assembled next couple of days.
Yeah, so hopefully in the next weekish, we're going to actually play a game or two, and then we'll be able to do a full solid review, maybe even a video thing on that game in the next week or two.
Yep, probably next weekend. Yeah. I don't think we're doing anything next weekend. I think.
Well, I have awful things happening all weekend. Saturday is game day important.
Oh, God damn it, yes.
Anyway, some night in the near future, we're going to be doing an Ethereum playthrough.
Yeah.
Game's pretty slick. I will say this about the game. The rule book is great. It's pretty darn good.
Oh, that's
a good
sign.
Is it in a good order?
That's
a really good sign.
So many games. Like one thing we always complain about is board games. This is like a board game / miniature game. It's more of a miniature game, but it's presented in kind of a board game style. Have bad rules. These guys have a good introduction. They got some like story time, and they go very set to the rules, and then they have...
the
nice
best thing
section.
In rules is examples. Do they have examples of play?
They have some. They could. The game could use, and people have made a comment that they could have included like some cheat sheets in the box, and they didn't. But people make fans make cheat sheets for all games,
right?
Even if it's included or not. But it's pretty good. There's only one thing I couldn't find the first run through, and I went to the spot where I said, okay, it's not here. I bet it's in this other section. It was in the other section, so it immediately was a secondary spot. So
that's good.
And so that's my first thing. And also the materials, like all the cardstock and the boards and everything inside of it was pretty nice.
Even the box is hefty, right?
Yeah, the box is hefty.
The box is amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like it'll survive many.
Yeah, the play mat's made well. Because you play in a bunch of tiles that are going to be moved around. They're all really thick. It's a well-made production. So we'll have more details later, but that's kind of a little preview of that, people. Because I do know a lot of people I've talked to were intrigued by it. They were doing demos. I guess if you did demos at Adepticon, you got like special minis. So I'm a little sad I didn't do any demos because there were some Kickstarter exclusives. Happy Easter, Nathan.
I forget what day of the week is Easter. Every year.
We were just assuming that you were just like going to be late something.
Andy's like, yeah, he's going to be late. And I'm like, has anyone called him? And Andy's like, I'm going to text him. And I was like, you know, he doesn't change his or check his text for hours at a time, right?
Fair enough. Yeah.
So that's why I called you.
Yeah, I was having a busy Easter. I lost track of time.
Yeah, that happens.
And day of the
my
week.
Easter involved trying to go to Culver's and being closed and going, damn you, Easter.
After we went to see Furious 7, and we went to Hy-Vee because I knew that would be the place that was open.
You went to Furious 7?
Yeah.
I honestly just assumed
people married. They're going to be doing something Easter.
I was. I would
so
not
I'm
have
not
gone.
Going to.
Well, you
invite.
Could have put Easter eggs in the theater.
You yeah. could have.
I mean, you got to think outside the box every once in a while.
Hey, it's a family. I made sauerbraten.
Furious 7 is a family oriented.
Is that
movie.
Like Schrader Bro?
It's all about families.
Yeah, it's like Schrader Bro. Yeah. Are you done with that yet?
Yep. Finished it today.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it was good. It was okay. It wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite show of all time.
And podcast is over.
So we talk about Adepticon, I assume?
That was last week.
What?
Yeah.
What were you talking about? You were talking about Adepticon. I heard the word Adepticon as I was coming up the stairs.
We were given the game
Ethereum.
Yeah. And if you did demos at the cons, they give you special miniatures that didn't come with the game. There's like three or four miniatures you can't get any other way, so I need to track those miniatures down.
I got one of them.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty neat. Well, because when you play the game, you basically pick a leader, you pick your squads, and the game comes like when you play the box set, you don't have there's no variety. Like, there's going to be expansions, which are going to really, flesh the game out. But the core box is just you play the exact thing. So those extra things are kind of nice because it actually would give you some options.
We haven't gotten to play our copy yet, or at least I haven't.
I read the rules. But, he's going to be... Yep.
What I heard somebody describe it as was an amazing board game disguised as a mediocre miniatures game. So I just need to be in the mindset that we're playing a board game and...
Yeah, it's kind of. It looks like a two-player board game.
Yeah.
Which is
well, it's like, if you considered Blood Bowl to be a miniatures game, it's a terrible game. You know what I mean? But if it's a board game, it's just bad.
Yeah, I saw it
in your eyes. So yeah,
now Andy's cutting. He's going to go ahead and cut the podcast because not only
somebody's insulting my Blood Bowl.
Yeah. You and I still need to play our game from 3 months ago.
Is that still waiting?
I don't know. That just petered out, with any internet league of Blood Bowl.
Yeah, as with any tabletop. Actually, the one that's happened in Madison, that one's actually going strong right
now. I've never made it through a league of Blood Bowl.
Yeah, there's some other guys that are running a league of Madison that are actually going really strong with it. I will get us into it so we can spoil it too.
We heard that this was a successful Blood Bowl league, and we can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that. We gotta stop this.
Stop the madness. I'm going to turtle up on you even when I'm behind every game.
Yay! But to quickly explain, the reason why I gave the rule book to Brian is because I am horrible at comprehending rule books. I need that visual comprehension. I can't read it and go, this is how this goes.
And this game is so new, there's not even like a lot of online videos. So it's all right. I was saying the rule book is really well done.
Good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll go more into later.
The one thing that's too big of a cost for a new company, but if they have an example game in the back, at least two turns of an example game, turn by turn, move by move, actually helps a lot. But that's expensive to have all them extra.
But they
pages.
Did a good job of the move section. Here's some examples. Here's some combat. Here the die. You roll the dice. So they did a good job in all the examples and all the sections.
So we're not looking at like Dystopian Wars type rule book where.
No.
Who was the best one for those rule books? What was that?
The best you've
game
been.
Called.
I mean, best.
Best
slash worst.
Is in worst.
All right.
The one where your guys had like red and yellow damage markers. Man, what was that game called? It was a minis game. It was like French minis game. No.
Eldorado?
No.
That's a French.
No,
minis
no.
Game.
You're talking about Confrontation.
Yes, that's
no.
it.
No, yeah, Confrontation didn't have red, yellow things. No, they had symbols of damage, and each symbol looked nothing like the one before, and you just have to remember what they were for damage.
And the rule book was like ultra mega confusing.
Well, because it was written in French originally.
Okay, yeah.
And
so
then translated
they just
over.
Babble-fished it over.
The game had beautiful minis, too.
Yes, it did. It did.
Whoa.
I watched some people play it, and I was like, oh, no.
I've demoed it many times, and every time I'm like, why am I doing this? I always demoed it because I was getting someone a miniature. So I would sit through the demo, and I'd be like, isn't this great? I'm like, just keep going. I need this miniature. I need to get out of it.
They are beautiful minis.
Yeah, they make good minis. And
if you're going to play something like Mordheim or whatever,
they
are beautiful minis for one-off type minis, D&D stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you can get them really cheap.
That's true, too. It's always good on a dead game. The Ethereum minis are actually really sweet too. When I was looking at them, they looked pretty easy to clean. I was going to kind of do like a record myself just assembling and cleaning them, and then throw that up onto Twitch to see what people think.
Because even though it's a board game, you definitely there's definitely miniature assembly, and you got to clean the flash off. There's a little bit of flash on them and a little bit of stuff, so it takes some time to get them going.
They'll come with resin.
Well, it's nice that they're doing even metal minis, though. I mean,
no, it's all resin.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All resin, but it's like a really high quality.
It looks really nice. These cheap plasticky Chinese things.
No, that's good. It's not like the Convergence. Wait.
So Nathan, you have a topic for us today since you just came in.
Or announcements?
Six pack.
We went over that already.
Went over that.
It's Easter.
Went over that.
Yep. Okay. It's Sunday.
And also Sunday.
Which is a coincidence.
Jim has finished Breaking Bad.
When you guys called me, I had just finished making an egg. It was good. I colored the bottom green, and then I put tape over it in the shape of a bunny, and then I dyed the rest of it blue, so it'd be the blue sky, and when I peeled the tape off, it was a white bunny, because it was the eggshell still.
You're always so weird in holiday crap.
What?
You're always so in holiday crap.
That you do it?
Yeah.
You do it. You seem to enjoy it, too. That's the part that makes me sick.
I smile and pretend for the children's sake.
There's no children in your house.
There's no children involved.
There were three kids there.
Oh, I didn't realize you had kids.
I mean, they're like 20s.
There's no children. I was pretty sure there was like no.
That's the point the where you know keep... that you're fooling yourself into thinking they're kids so that you can do the stupid stuff you want to do on Easter.
Listen, as long as I call them kids, I could buy all the fucking Reese's peanut butter eggs I want because they're for the kids' Easter baskets.
You know, I love those Cadbury eggs. That's the good thing.
The hooker in the basement doesn't count
as
a kid.
That's for me. That's my Easter
is she
treat.
Over 18?
Well, you know Nathan.
Well, now she is.
Her kid's sick. That's a completely unrelated.
You know, the Cadbury eggs don't use Cadbury chocolate anymore.
Oh, yeah.
No, they use
what is
these
Cadbury
Hershey
chocolate.
It's an English chocolate. It uses different ingredients. Because Hershey chocolate is very different than like European chocolates.
Okay.
And Hershey's now distributes Cadbury eggs. And for the last couple years, they just imported them and distributed them. But as of this year, they actually make them with Hershey's chocolate, which tastes different.
I don't know if I'd like them. I like the stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't think the chocolate really matters.
Right. You and my wife agree. Raylene literally just, she eats them like a normal egg. She cracks open the shell and eats the filling and then just tosses the shell on the counter because she doesn't need it.
I was always afraid of the filling. I'm very afraid of things easily. So I never
It's like frosting. It's just like a liquid sugar.
Yeah, it's like a liquid goop inside of a chocolate egg. And the liquid goop is pure, delicious sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, caramel or something. Like it's great.
Diabetes in an egg.
Yeah. And you've never had anything better in your life.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm really surprised like, as being a connoisseur of sugar that you have not had one of these.
They're actually almost literally mind-blowing.
I'm always concerned about white creamy things that I see. I'm not sure what it's been before.
You just gotta get in there and suck it right out of
there. just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't think too much.
All right. Just close your eyes.
Yeah. It gets in your beard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Zappity.
And we're done. Yep. Thanks for showing up.
24 minutes. We're done.
What other announcements? You said six pack, the Cedar Rapids thing.
That happened yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yep.
How'd that go?
That went well. I went 2-2. Am I supposed to give a battle report?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out topics, you guys.
Well, no, Andy, Jim, and Jordan.
I had nothing to do with
it. You were both gaming with me.
Jeremy, and Andy.
Yeah.
I was being terrible at making wine.
You played viticulture. You did not make wine well. I was very bad at winemaking.
Yeah, I saw pictures of you guys playing. I wasn't invited. Thanks.
You were working.
Yeah, I was. It was my weekend
away. God! You're trying to make this all about you. Like, you didn't invite me, but I knew you wouldn't come.
Friday, you didn't invite me to play Shadows of Brimstone, even though Jason couldn't make it.
Jason, shut up!
Thanks for telling us, Nathan, because we could have scheduled something, but then we couldn't.
How'd you know about this?
Jason came into my work
to buy something, and he's like, by the way, if you're not doing anything tonight, I'm going to bail on them for Shadows of Brimstone. He showed up and bailed.
He showed up to deliver
Culver's and then left, right?
Yep. He would have called ahead of them. We found someone out. We still played and we found someone, but we could have had someone there like at the time and played. It was a little odd of a cancellation.
Yeah. Because we started even later, too. We started like half hour later than we normally do.
And he knew he was going to cancel because it was like noon. He came into my work to buy a bookshelf. And he's like, by the way, if you're not doing anything tonight, they might need a substitute for Shadows of Brimstone.
Yeah. In the future, it's okay to cancel because you can play a one-off game. You just have to let people know so that we can have a one-off game.
Yeah, we need to know more than
We got her done, though. We got her done. And he died horribly.
Yeah, we did.
So we needed you there, Jason, buddy.
So my character is illegal, though, so I have to edit my character, and that makes me sad.
Is it your prostitute?
Yeah, my showgirl. Well, she's not illegal. I just built her around something I did that was illegal, which is the whole mission. I had her shooting things with her gun.
Yeah.
And her gun you literally cannot use normally. You can only use its special quick draw.
Yep.
I thought you could quick draw and then you could keep shooting with it. And so then I bought
that and we played it for a
I put like a Darkstone handle on it and I bought like a whole, like I upgraded the fuck out of that gun.
I bought a plus one move rune into it and I'm really sad because it has an anvil on it and I have one strength. So I just want to throw it on the ground. But then the second I throw it on the ground, I lose a plus one move and a free attack.
Yeah.
But she's blind in one eye, so she can't even crit with the thing. Which is, so that's always good.
That whore is getting beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, our mission, we basically reinvented the cast of Tombstone. Yeah, so we had the U.S. Marshal, we had the Lawman, we had the Pistolier, and then the
Rancher.
The Rancher. And we died horribly. Yeah, we did. For one thing, we never knew that we were doing the Outer Demons or the Outer Creatures correctly. You're supposed to be drawing from a different deck.
Well, whenever you fight a monster, you draw from a threat deck.
Yeah.
And then based on the number of players, it's two, you know, different color threats. But when you go in the Outer Planes, what I realize is there's a special threat deck, a very small threat deck for that Outer Realm. And it only has the creatures that are native to it.
Yeah.
And then, but if it's like a spider, instead of just being spider, it's like spiders with these extra abilities.
So like ancient spiders.
We ran into these spiders and then rolled in the ambush that spawned more of those spiders on us. And they all went before us and killed Andy instantly.
Yeah. I was dead.
And then we had two sheriff badges. So we used them both because that's how terrifying these spiders were. We had the lawman badge and the sheriff badge. So it was four extra shots. And so I had five shots and I killed one spider. And then they all ate us all.
Yeah,
But we still killed the spider.
You need that guy that's berserk with a rifle that Jeremy was playing.
Well, I had him, but it was still because
that guy's insane.
Yeah. Can be insane.
Yeah. As soon as you don't kill something, you're like, oops, berserk sucks.
Yeah.
Tough check. Done.
Yeah. I'm actually taking the game out of the house for the first time. There's a tabletop game next Saturday at a lot of game stores. I'm taking it down to Pegasus Games to demo all day.
This coming Saturday?
Yes, this coming Saturday. Yep.
On April 11th.
Yep, they're having people come in and demo games.
I'll be demoing some privateer stuff too.
Yeah, sure.
The zombies keep out. I'm gonna make sure I'm playing it right next to Brian's game.
Make sure to demo Bodrumania. That's the best.
Yeah. Yes. Bodrumania is the best.
Privateer is great at board games and anything technology related. That's my assessment of Privateer.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Dumb. I get it. It's a joke.
Oh no.
But yeah, instead of playing Shadows of Brimstone, I just watched the rest of season one of Fringe.
There you go.
It was good.
Yeah, you made it through season one? I heard season one.
Oh, I have like two. I have like two episodes left, but I'm almost done with season one. No, season four is a terrible season.
Season one was hard to watch.
I'm sure it's mediocre and okay. I mean, it's what it is.
It feels like
it's mediocre X Files. What? There's two things I like about it.
There's talk about X-Files. You'll be right. Going back.
It
but
is.
The two things I'm liking about it over, and it's going to be terrible. There's no way X-Files coming back is going to be good. But the two things I like about Fringe, number one, Walter's amazing.
Yes.
Mr. Papaya. He does a demonstration of somebody exploding using Mr. Papaya, and he says this is especially disturbing because the papaya is the friendliest of all fruit. That's just a hilarious line. And number two, I love every time something crazy happens, the main character like tells her boss, she's like, by the way, there's a demon that vomits fire and I can see it in my dreams. And then aliens do this. And the boss is like, I believe you. And then they go for it. Like, there's none of that bullshit. They all believe everything everyone says because they've all seen some serious shit.
It is nice. And what halfway through season one, they introduce, they spend the first half going slow, but then they introduce all the main players. And halfway through the first season, they go, okay, here's the story arc. Now here's where it's going. And it gets interesting. Then it builds and it builds and it eventually gets awful. But, you know, that's season four.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's season four.
Season four. Season
two. That's, Annie was telling me I stopped Dexter at the right time because I never saw the exciting conclusion of Dexter.
Conclusion, nothing. They're bringing it back.
Oh, it's coming back already?
They're going to make more Dexter.
I have not heard that.
I have not heard that either, but
I think they should bring back Breaking Bad.
They have. They, it's called Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Oh, they should bring back Breaking Bad.
Yeah, they could do that.
With Walt and Jesse and Hank and the whole crew.
To be perfectly honest, and we're like 2 years after spoilers on this thing, too. About 2 years?
We're past the statute of limitation on spoilers.
Yeah, so anyway, skip ahead a couple
who's
minutes.
Who's talking, Mr. Sixth Sense?
That was the hilarious.
That's honestly all on me. That's completely on me. And to have that ruined by me by 51st States, that's another another thing too.
We were all watching 51st States together is the weird thing. I think that's the weirdest part of that whole story is we're all just chilling out watching 51st States.
I think we've gone to see weirder movies together.
We have.
Wait, you went to it? No, it wasn't like on the TV.
Yeah.
This is before Adam Sandler's movies were just like absolute shite.
Okay.
This is before.
Wow.
That. This was before.
Wow. And I had Drew Barrymore in it. Before was good, so we thought maybe.
Actually, 51st Dates isn't a bad.
Yeah,
it's just a strange movie for four guys to go see together.
That is true.
Yeah.
I saw She's All That with people, some friends.
Me and Brian went to see something awful.
You made Fever me watch.
Pitch?
Yeah, no,
Fever
Summer
Pitch?
Catch.
It's Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch or Summer Catch? The one with fucking. What's his name? Jackass guy.
What?
Him from late night show. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, he's the worst.
Remember about the Boston Red Sox? And it was like
Christ. That was the worst movie ever.
It was a remake of a British film.
Jimmy Fallon's great.
Why is there a British film about the Boston Red Sox?
No, I think it even has the same title. I think it's also called Fever Pitch, but because pitch refers to a different sporting thing in England.
Oh, it's also a sexual act.
A sex act?
Yeah, it's the football field, the soccer field is called a pitch. They don't call it a field, it's the pitch.
Oh, I suppose that makes sense because they always call everything in Blood Bowl the pitch.
Yeah, that's the name for the field is the pitch. And so I think it even just had the same title that just had a different sporting reference in it.
It's probably a better movie because it didn't have fucking Jimmy Fallon in it.
Jimmy Fallon's the goddamn worst. I really...
everything that he's done musically, everything he's done on his show with
some of the
other
sketches
people
can be cool,
are good.
But he's terrible.
He's horrible.
One of the greatest things I've seen recently was a couple months ago watching the Schadenfreude of him finding out. Like, Nicole Kidman was on his show. It was the greatest thing ever because I was so happy to see his hopes and dreams retroactively crushed because Nicole Kidman was on his show and she's like, you might not even remember this, but like 12 years ago I came over to your apartment and we played video games for a while and then I left. I really wanted to have sex with you, but I wasn't picking up the vibe, so I just left. And he's like, what? He just
that
has
is,
a
that
meltdown.
Is, that is deep. We should even because that interview is like 10 minutes long, and he literally has a breakdown, a mental. I mean,
he just found out that Nicole Kidman wanted to fuck him 20 years ago. Like, I would kill myself if I found out that I missed a chance to fuck Nicole.
He's like,
Kidman.
Yeah, she was making fun of
me. I thought you weren't into me.
You came over and I wanted to hang out. We wouldn't play video games and all that stuff. And he's having a mental breakdown. It's beautiful. His lip sync contest stuff is amazing.
Yeah, it's funny that they started a goddamn show about that too.
Well, it's, yeah.
The Rock is on it. The best contest I ever seen was to Vanilla Ice. It's
true. Milli Vanilli.
No, Vanilla Ice at the Catalina Wine Mixer. You don't remember
Catalina
that?
Wine Mixer?
Oh.
Oh yeah. My God. That was the best.
I was Google thinking it was back in January that there was news about spinning off more Dexter, but it looks like it never went anywhere.
It might.
A lot of those things
but that
never
show is
go anywhere.
To be honest with you, I would much rather that show going on further because that ending was atrocious. It was just horrible.
There's only one person I know that knows more about TV news than me, and it's Tim, and he's also my coworker, so you can't out news me on TV.
One of two things would happen if there was more Dexter. It would either get worse, which would be fascinating just from a scientific standpoint, or it would get better, which would be good.
Well, because he would lose all of the things that tied him down in the first in the original series,
like good writing, good directing, good characters. We lost all of that.
I mean, like
that's just tied you down.
He was dead ended.
Yeah,
he was dead ended in the current where he was as a cop down the forensic analyst down there. If they would continue him now, it would just really be more of him as an actual serial killer.
Lumberjack. Yeah. I will say halfway through the last season, I'm like, man, a hurricane's going to hit in Miami in a few weeks. I'm like, okay, it's going to end with him in the hurricane. And it ended him just driving into the hurricane. I'm like, that was not a surprise.
I believe it did not end with him driving into a hurricane.
That was the best
walking,
part. Well, yeah.
Walking out of the hospital with his sister. Who he
murders a guy in police custody, just kill that guy, and then just walks out. And everybody's like, Bye, Dexter. Good job just murdering a dude.
Fair, they said you shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
They said that was very naughty.
He did apologize as well.
So sorry, I just murdered that guy.
That's a Canadian serial killer right there.
I'm sorry.
He's Canadian now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why he got in the habit of apologizing for killing people. Canadians are very polite.
That was so frustrating because how that ended and how Breaking Bad ended like 2 weeks later.
Watching the both of them together for 2 years in a row was hilarious because Dexter got worse and worse and worse. And
I think Dexter was worse even more. I mean, it was bad because it was bad, but then you'd watch Breaking Bad, the Florida Dexter, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this show? I just don't use it so bad.
And this one is made by just regular cable television. Yeah. This one is made by, you know, a paid channel. Yeah.
Showtime should have better stuff.
Exactly.
This last episode that I watched, I was like, if Jesse doesn't die this episode, I'm never watching another episode of Breaking Bad again. He didn't die, so I'm just not going to ever watch another episode.
Fair enough.
For that guy to die for 5 freaking years worth of show.
He was supposed to die in season 1. That was the original
plan. I know.
I would love to see the outline of what the plot was supposed to be. Yeah. As far as him dying. Yeah, like what the arc was planned.
Well, there were weird subplots like Maria killing a guy in an accident. Yeah. Those are the kind of weird stuff they talked about. These subplots that never made
it. Oh, I never heard any of that. Was that in commentary during the show?
There's some interview with the director. It was the 5 subplots in the show that they originally thought were going to be added in.
I heard the whole thing with him getting back the Grey Matter people at the very, very end, the last couple episodes. That was recommended to Vince Gilligan by this kid. He was his Make-A-Wish Foundation thing was to meet him, and the kid said, you should do this. And he's like, that's amazing. And so he did it, and then he called the kid, and he's like, so thanks, that was a great idea. It helped with the last ending of the thing. Would you like to know how the show ends? And the kid's like, no, I don't want any spoilers. And then he died.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! I'm like,
that's
a great ending.
Seriously? Yep, yeah. And he fucking died. The kid died with Hank on a toilet. Yeah, the worst time in human history to die, and I don't think that's an exaggeration.
It is pretty bad time to die.
Oh, Jim was so lucky too because he got to watch Hank on a toilet, and then a week later got to.
Did you tell him that we had to wait a year?
We had to wait a year and a half.
I didn't feel
almost.
Any sympathy for you at all.
Yeah,
you didn't really care.
Fucker.
Oh, man. I thought honestly that was gonna end happily for that story. Like the kid who wanted to see Toy Story 3 or it was one of the Toy Stories and it was just about to die and they ended up bringing the movie to them.
Yeah.
Delivering them.
And then it was up.
And then it cured his cancer?
No, the kid died after watching the movie.
Yeah. Well, at least it was after the movie. I think that's okay.
But Up has the highest kill count of all Pixar films.
You know, I gotta say, the worst of all those feel-good movies is the one where they made the movie about the guy that had cancer that was this big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And he didn't die before he saw episode 1.
That is true.
That is the saddest one out of all of them.
He lived to see Star Wars episode 1.
And
what a shame.
Most people didn't realize that those movies are bad till later. There's a lot of
he got to know before everybody else that it was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
But no, I'm telling you, when people watched Star Wars 1, no one was like, man, that was the worst thing ever. No one really, it was until the more, until 2 and 3 were out, people really started hating 1. It was like, one was questionable at the time, and people still liked it, but like, man, that Jar Jar was kind of crappy. And midichlorians is the worst word ever, but they still were happy with Star Wars. It wasn't until they piled on the crap and broke the rest of it down.
I remember being
By the third one, it was such a freaking shit mountain that it just fell right over on your face.
Yeah. I remember how exuberant I was when I first saw the trailer for episode 1.
Those droids coming over the hill with the dramatic music playing and everything. We were so excited.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
Then it was bad.
I still like Duel of Fate. I still like the...
Good song.
And then the movie that we saw because of that, which was Wing Commander, which is an amazing film.
No.
So bad, I can't remember anything about it. I want to do a throwback paint training.
I remember that the makeup for the cat people was terrible.
I remember
not remembering a film is the greatest reason to never see it again.
No, what
the
fuck are you cat people you talking about? You've seen multiple films again.
I know, and it's horrible the second time. It is horrible because you're like, God, I think I know what's going to happen. And then it happens. You're like, what the fuck is going on? You're like, this movie is terrible. And you're like, God damn it, I've seen it before.
What are the cat people in Wing Commander called? My brain keeps wanting to call them Khajiit.
Kithkari.
Because I kept wanting to call them Khajiit because I've played so goddamn much Elder Scrolls.
Oh. I played enough Kithkari, games. I still knew it was Kithkari, whatever.
Man,
I can never pronounce it well. I can always spell it because I've always, you know.
Well, sure, yeah. I'm surprised I remember it.
I remember Commander 3 was one of the first like live action like games where they had like Mark Hamill running around and the guys in ridiculous cat suits.
Think of Mark Hamill, he was good on The Flash.
Oh my god, Mark Hamill was amazing on The Flash.
I laughed so hard.
I don't know it yet. Hey, I haven't seen it yet. It's on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet.
He plays the Joker.
He plays a trickster.
I'm going to spoil one thing.
He's amazing.
Don't spoil
it. But there's a funny line.
No, don't spoil that line. That's an amazing line.
That line is amazing.
Sorry. Don't even say it. I know what he's going to say. I stopped.
Okay.
Don't do it.
There's a line that I laughed for like I had to I literally paused the show because I was laughing.
Everybody paused the show.
It was anything like the cock knocker joke?
No, it was better than it. It's just the line doesn't need to be there. Like it's not a plot. It's just like a little aside that Mark Hamill's character says when the Flash does something.
Okay,
and
I will watch the Flash. I've been behind on a couple shows.
I thought we were
The sanitary thing.
All right.
It's cute how protective you guys
are. We're talking about different
me.
Lines. Well, you get all grumpy when you find out that Bruce Willis was a ghost.
It's true.
I didn't get grumpy.
Bruce Willis is actually a ghost?
Yeah, in real life, in the show.
Yeah.
His career died, but he's still around.
God,
I heard the new Die Hard was really good.
Bruce Willis hasn't made a good movie since Hudson Hawk.
That's
a pretty good one.
I unironically really like Hudson Hawk.
It's so bad.
But I think of Hudson Hawk the way I think of like
Buckaroo Banzai,
or fucking Army of Darkness. It's one of those movies that's
Brazil.
First of all, do not say those in the same vein as Army of Darkness. That movie is elevated above those movies.
But it's the same kind. Like
no,
when he
no.
at the beginning of the movie when he falls out of the sky, you can see the mattress he lands on. Yeah. Like there are zippers on the Deadite costumes. Yeah. I mean, the movie is a terrible movie if you don't realize that it's Army of Darkness, so it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's just pillow talk, baby.
Yes, it's a trick. Get an axe.
I haven't been there since I went to Vegas. It's because I didn't mention I saw
the Evil Dead musical,
which was amazing. That's my review.
But you sat in the splatter row. Too.
I was in the splatter zone, and I was covered in blood.
We could have went and seen it in Madison a year ago.
Why?
I don't know.
Why was there no pictures of you covered in blood?
Out of habit, he destroyed them. Every time he pictures of him splattered,
my phone
evidence.
Auto deletes those. Yeah.
He tweeted them to the Madison police like normal, and then erased them.
Yeah,
his face blurred out. Look what I did!
I've done it again, mommy. And erased it.
Yeah, I did look up where it's playing in the near future, and it's nowhere near here.
No, yeah, not even within like 4 hour drive. Chicago?
Nope.
Really?
No, nowhere near here for a while. I think because it's established in Vegas for right now, they're pretty content with it.
They're in Vegas, they're going to sit and make millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's like Elvis landed in Vegas and never left again because it's just a gold.
Elvis place. Lives in Vegas.
Right.
I've seen him. I've seen tons
of
them.
Barbara Sinatra, whatever her name is.
Barbara Sinatra.
You know. She just sits in Vegas and makes millions of dollars a year.
Yeah. Well, even Britney Spears is there now. Just...
Penn and Teller.
You
land in Vegas, you've landed, and you are not leaving
Celine
until they
Dion.
Kick you
what's
out.
What's his name? The Russian comedian.
Vegas, I was Yakov Smirnoff.
Yakov Smirnoff, he has a show in Vegas.
Freaking
as well.
Carrot Top makes millions of dollars a year, probably.
Yeah, I almost thought about it. I didn't have time.
When I was in Vegas, I was there a week too soon because the week after I left, there were posters everywhere saying coming soon, and it was a two-man show of MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice.
Oh,
and I was
yes.
like, that is the ultimate together at last.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking 90s right there.
I would have been 1991.
Yeah.
That was 1991 right there.
But yeah.
Boom. I used to watch the Hammerman cartoon show. MC Hammer battling crime with talking shoes. Don't judge me.
I have seen this as well.
Yeah. I still know the theme song.
We saw a trailer today for some NWA movie. That looked good. Speaking of...
Niggas with Attitude?
Yep.
A movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, actually,
yeah,
it did.
Ice Cubes, it looked really good.
It didn't,
yeah.
it didn't
it
look
Ice
bad.
It had Ice Cubes in it, and it had Dr. Dre.
Am I allowed to say the name of their band?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless you're talking about Frank Kaminsky. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
How's our chat? Any new chat wisdom?
Nope.
Good job,
they're
guys.
You're talking amongst yourselves because we are really boring tonight.
That's fair. We should go to Zappy Grumbles. That's my segue to Zappity.
Oh, wait. There was that guy who randomly messaged us at Zappity Grumble on, like, Tuesday last week. And he said, never mind, ignore this. And I said, no, I'm not ignoring this.
I messaged him, too. It's like, what?
Yeah.
No, there's not really too much chat. I'll have the screen up so you guys can read the chat so I can not dismiss it all the time.
I can't see it from here.
So yeah, he's asking about how his shadows. Pip is watching one of these live.
Hi, Pip. Isn't it like 4 in the morning for him?
How was Shadows?
Yeah, Shadows. That was a harsh game.
Shadows of Brimstone.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah,
it's always amazing.
We got our asses whipped.
Yeah.
If you can lose at a game and still enjoy it, there's a really positive game.
Which is why it's so much fun to play back. We played Battlestar on Saturday.
Yeah, we played Battlestar, and win or lose Battlestar, it is always fun.
I'm playing it once every 6 months. Well, I need to make it a bit sooner.
Not always.
Yeah, Keith had a lot of fun with it the one time.
Oh, my goodness. That was masterful. Next time I'm a Cylon and I get both cards and I'm playing with Keith, I am tanking that fucking game just to do that to him.
That's,
it was magical.
Our Cylon player ended up being kind of new, and we told him, if you get both Cylon cards, you got to give them away.
Yesterday, John Ecker got the double Cylon
card
pretty much right away. And so he was as obvious as possible about it, which really made them both have to reveal no matter what.
Right.
Like, he could have just, hey, I'm deciding to reveal. Revealed, picked his action, shoved his cards over, and we wanted to know him for sure.
Right.
But he was so obvious that his partner was outed, so they had to reveal.
Well, he's only played the game once before, and he played as a human before, and he knew having both cards was really, really bad, because we had told the story a million times.
And he also knew not to go and sit and read the rule book mid-game, because we'd all know he was a Cylon and bring him.
Right.
But he didn't quite understand how to reveal. He knew he could reveal, but he didn't quite understand the mechanics.
He didn't know when
we did. Yeah, we did try to explain
it. It's an action.
Yeah, it's an action. But, you know,
and I'm sure we said it, but there's a lot to learn.
The Cylon's still almost won.
There's a reason he keeps getting last in Dominant Species.
Boom.
That reason it's endgame scoring.
Endgame scoring.
He was up by like 70 points this last game.
I got crushed at Castles to endgame scoring this time.
You did.
I thought I was going to be in second or maybe third, and instead I was last. I was very sad. Because I was last at everything yesterday. It was great.
Well, Dominant Species, it's very important to have people on the board.
Although
the game
I won
ends.
As the humans.
Dominant Species, there's like 2 endgame scorings, because there's the Ice Age card, and then there's an actual endgame scoring. In this last game, I was doing very, very, very badly, and then I cleaned house in both of those, which I did not expect.
Well, would
that be like having...
Spoiler, I have no idea what I'm doing for an entire... I have never yet in any game of Dominant Species to have any clue what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, the key is you want a bunch of blue dudes on the board. You got a bunch of dudes on the board, which is very important. John had like 4 dudes left. We killed most of all of John's.
That's basically my strategy for all games. I have no idea what I'm doing. And then other people claim I'm doing some wonderful strategy. I'm like, fuck if I know.
Right.
And then I always end up losing.
I never know what I'm doing at Ra, and I didn't know what I was doing at that wine game, and I never walked into anything worthwhile. And it's like, oh, I lose.
So are we doing Zappity Grumbles?
Zappity Grumbles!
All right, we'll do the first one here. Zappity Grumble, a year in space or a year on a cruise ship?
Space.
Space.
Cruise ship.
Space.
A year in cruise ship is probably a way more enjoyable experience, but I would do almost literally anything for an hour in space. Like, there is nothing, like, my biggest dream is to be able to go into space.
It depends who else is in that spaceship, because in a cruise ship, there's a lot of people, and if it's a spaceship, like, six people, I could really annoy for that. I could murder them all.
I have a great cruise ship story.
Uh-oh.
So a guy goes on a family cruise, advertised as a family cruise. They didn't fill it. So they decided to combine it with another cruise.
I know what kind of cruise they combined it with.
A gay cruise.
Heck yeah.
So here, and this is a construction worker, so he might be just slightly homophobic.
He's from Indiana.
Something. So here his kid is getting into hot tubs with gay guys, and this guy is freaking out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least must be some fabulous parties, at least.
I don't know. I just thought that was hilarious.
My brother went on a cruise with his family, his wife and his 2 kids, and his wife had to like go do something adult and mature. So for 30 seconds, like the first 30 seconds on the boat, Adam was in charge. And so he set the ground rules with the kids, which was, as long as you don't go overboard, I don't give a shit what you do for the next 2 weeks. Like, go insane. Just don't die. We're having a fun vacation. And so once Kelly got back, there was no undoing that. So one of the things that happens, like they were down for dinner, and my nephew Connor comes up and he's eating an ice cream cone. And Kelly's like, Connor, didn't I see you eating an ice cream cone like 10 minutes ago? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh my goodness, this is your second ice cream cone? That's enough ice cream cone, okay? Don't get any more ice cream today. And she wanders off and Connor told it to my brother, and he's like, Dad, this is my sixth. Nice. And they just high five and go on with their life because Adam doesn't give a shit. See, they're on a cruise.
Why I would pick a cruise over space.
Yeah.
Like astronaut ice cream or ice cream.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, I would rather have an hour in space than a week on a cruise ship. But if it has to be a week, I would rather the cruise.
Floating
would be so cool.
Was it the question?
Was it a year?
A year.
That's a long time to be stuck in time. Space.
But I
you were like six like porn stars in there, you know.
Like
Jeremy,
Ron Jeremy, and
the guy that looks like, just like me, James Dean.
Yeah.
The wrong. Mm-hmm.
He makes good sausages.
Yeah, I bet he does.
The other spaceship,
he's got a big sausage.
Wrong ship.
No, I just would really be interested in space, mainly because it'd be really cool to be able to go on to like what they call the vomit comet. I would like to feel that weightlessness.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
Man, I have no ambition in my life. I want to lay in the sun and drink.
I don't want to have to work for it.
More than being shot out into the nowhere.
I don't want to have to earn it. I don't want to be an astronaut or anything. I just want to, like, if I had $1 million, I would say, here's $1 million.
My dream big is literally lay on a beach.
I think space is pretty awesome. Space is more dangerous than, like, Australia. I think that's, like, the most dangerous.
I think cruise ships are pretty fucking dangerous. Have you seen the news of them recently?
What?
There's been zero fatalities in space.
I suppose it's all been the atmosphere.
What about that poor dog?
Yeah. And some of those monkeys.
There's been zero human fatalities in space. they did send those lizards up to have sex last year, and they all died. The geckos, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now how are they going to sell insurance?
How did they get funding? That's the kind of where our tax dollars go, is somebody got funding to have a bunch of geckos fuck in space.
Yeah, you got to see how that goes. Yeah.
You know, that's a better use of our tax money than some of the stupid crap.
Zappity.
Rumble.
All right, any of you call Wisconsin in the championship?
No.
Yes.
At the beginning of the championship, everybody at my work was all in agreement. If you ask the question, when does Wisconsin lose? Well, actually, this was even before I did the bracket. Like, you know, two, 3 weeks before Final the four, bracket. Yeah. The answer to when does Wisconsin lose was always when they reach Kentucky. That was always my answer. I thought whether it was the Final Four, the championship, the Elite Eight, wherever they hit Kentucky, I expected that to be their loss.
When you watch them play, they are the best Badgers team that they've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, they deserve to win the championship, but if they wouldn't have reached the Final Four, it would have been a massive disappointment.
That
because
is true.
They got there last year, and they're a better team this year.
Yeah,
I think they'll take her.
Who did we beat in the Elite Eight? I'm blanking on their name.
Alabama?
Was it Alabama?
No.
Throwing that out there.
No.
Whoever it was, before that game, they were talking about pregame and everything, and that team had lost at the Elite Eight the previous 3 years in a row, and those 3 years they had lost by a combined total of 7 points.
that's the most depressing, heartbreaking thing.
But
the whole thing about, when they hit Kentucky is when they'll lose. They lost to Kentucky by one goddamn point last year.
I know. But Kentucky was fucking amazing this year.
And this year, the refs gave them that point. They gave them two, in fact, because the refing was horrible. So there's that.
Oh, it's not like somebody got punched in the face and they didn't call
it. That's true. That was terrible. And then Kaminsky got charged the one time. They're like, foul on Kaminsky. Like, that was like a clear-cut charge. His feet were planted and he got ran over. Like, oh no, that was a foul. Yeah, the officiating was horrible.
Well, they still won. We still won by seven or eight, whatever.
That score, it was a lot closer than the score.
Oh, yeah, it
was.
No.
One of them situations where they're down by three in the last 30 seconds and they have to foul themselves into a 7-point loss.
Sure.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Yep.
Wisconsin. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm upset that Michigan State lost because
Hollywood was all excited. I was looking forward to Badgers Michigan.
Well,
was it Facebook?
That would have been a rematch of the Big Ten Championship, which would have been awesome.
But no, I watched Larry Wilmore, and he's got his whole dare thing going on. And so if Michigan State won at all, he would actually be on the show doing Popeye the Sailor through the whole time. And he has a spot-on impersonation of Popeye. I think if Duke wins at all, he's going to be in spandex.
What does he get when Wisconsin wins?
When Wisconsin wins, he's going to do the nightly show with a K. And he's going to be dressed in a full suit of armor.
Win-win.
Doing the show.
Not even really make any sense for the team.
The worst one, which is I'm glad Kentucky lost, is that he was going to be baby birded.
I don't know what that means.
Baby birded is when you eat food and then you spit the food into somebody else.
Why would... No.
He was going to be baby birded by somebody else.
No, I'm glad. Good riddance, Kentucky.
Yep.
The good news is I wasn't going to watch anyway.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Nightly show is pretty good. I liked it. It's entertaining.
It's fun.
Zappity. Grubble.
Go Badgers.
Badgers. Tim Simpson asks, who had played Splendor?
I played Splendor. It's kind of an economy game. You get a bunch of gems. It's in gems to get you more money for the next turn.
Scepter is Zavendor.
Yeah, but very. It takes a half an hour to play.
Yeah, it's like Scepter is Zavendor, the card game with no artifacts.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, it's one of those games where you can play. You don't need a lot of space. You can play at a con and you can just play quick.
I've heard nothing but amazing things about it, but nobody I know has yet set it in front of me and said, "Here's a copy of Splendor you can play."
Those types of games that we already regularly play: King of Tokyo and Tsuro. Yeah.
I would never buy Splendor, but if someone said, "Hey, you want to play Splendor?" I'd be like, "Sure," but I wouldn't go out of my way to play it. But it's neat. I mean, it's not anything that excites me.
That was the greatest part about Board Game Day yesterday. Is we got to the end of the day, we had time for one more game, and Brian let me pick the game because I was on like a losing streak. And so I picked Shadows Over Brimstone, which he wouldn't play.
I was like, we just played it last night, and I played so much.
Katie picked out a five tribes, which is four players, and we have five players.
Called Five Tribes.
Oh, that was the problem. And then that damn game.
Oh, then she goes Fortune and Glory.
Fortune and Glory. And so it was getting ridiculous. And finally...
I told Casey to pick.
Casey picked. And she's like, this one looks really neat. She grabs it and pulls it out, and it's Searle. So 3 minutes later, we were in the same exact
And then we play a quick game of Battlestar for 4 hours.
Battlestar is great at five.
Exactly. I can't stand to play Battlestar. I only play it twice a year, and I want to play it about four times a year.
And the expansions set up that Brian has is very enjoyable.
New Caprica's the best!
Yeah.
New Caprica is the worst thing ever.
We don't mind it. You don't like it if that's fun. But the thing is,
you play a game of Battlestar and then you fuck around for an hour and a half, not having fun, and then you finish your game of Battlestar.
That one is really hard to win because if there's still a Cylon around, he just jams the button and blows up all your civvy ships.
Yeah. But it's nowhere as bad as you think. We use a Pegasus. We use Pegasus. We use a Cylon ship. We pick and choose. So it's most fun. We have fun.
It was fun.
So Zappity on the Splendor.
Yeah.
Yep. Grumble. I don't play Splendor at all. Zappity. But I probably should because it probably fits in my
whole
thing.
It's a simple funnel. Yeah. It's.
All right. Robert asks, why did y'all let Brian go to McDonald's for Easter dinner?
Because Culver's was closed and no one invited me over for Easter dinner.
You could have come over to Easter dinner.
Thanks for
letting me. Yeah, we went to the Hy-Vee.
I assumed you were doing something. I don't know.
But you wouldn't want to go to the Hy-Vee.
Well, I haven't got food poisoning there, but I still eat there.
Really?
What are the odds that you would want to go to Sunday brunch at Samba's this coming Sunday, a week from today?
Thank you so much for inviting me, but I just bought a $500 a month truck, and so I'm not going to spend that much money on,
So.
I can't do next Sunday either. I'm out of town.
I would
spend $40 to eat or whatever.
$20 on Sundays, which is the whole reason to go on Sundays.
Okay, I'll go. Screw it.
Why next Sunday?
They can repo my truck.
Because I have this coming Sunday off, and Jim had not yet gotten to go. If Jim said no, I was not going no matter who else wanted to go.
That's so nice of you.
It was specifically for Jim.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jim, I'll get you Sunday.
No, I got
you helped me move.
Zappity.
I did help you move.
Yeah.
Grobble. What was the question? Oh, it's McDonald's. Yeah.
Because Culver's was closed.
You know,
the answer.
I got a side rant.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's is actually a pretty good place. You can get two chicken sandwiches and a cup of water for $2.11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your belly will be full.
McDonald's is definitely... some of the thing, like a quarter pounder is like $4 or whatever, and that's ridiculous. But the dollar menu at McDonald's, and you and I are eye to eye on this fucker, the dollar menu at McDonald's is really good for what you're putting in there.
Yes, it is.
And the breakfast menu.
Speaking of breakfast menu, you hear the news?
Is really good.
What?
All day, every day, baby.
Where?
McDonald's.
Nice.
McDonald's announced that they're going to do all McDonald's breakfast. Just fuck it. Breakfast menu open.
So McDonald's is a great place.
And he's going to
McDonald's. I had a job site.
It might not have started yet, Andy. It's an announcement of going to, not a as of now.
Son of a bitch.
That's really smart because who would ever want a Big Mac compared to one of their breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah. Oh, the breakfast now you can do the McTen30 anytime.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's not like that Adam Sandler movie where they were late because the kid had to pee and they freaked
out. Or Falling Down.
Falling Down. Yeah. It's great in Falling Down. My favorite Joel Schumacher film.
The best thing on the McDonald's breakfast thing is the McDonald's Big Breakfast. It's like,
yeah.
It's like $4. Yeah. You get pancakes and basically all the makings for an Egg McMuffin. You just have to assemble it yourself.
Yeah, it's an Egg McMuffin meal unassembled and then also pancakes.
Or cheaper than the Egg McMuffin. Yeah. It is crazy. That's the
The effort of putting the McMuffin together. Right. I mean, you have to cut that biscuit in half. And yeah.
Takes an engineering degree.
We had a McDonald's, like, you could throw a stone and hit it from one of our job sites. And construction sites are the worst thing in the world, and they have porta shitters that never get changed, and no AC and no heat, and it's awful. You live like a caveman. And having that McDonald's there was just like, I don't know, walking into paradise. So there's nothing wrong with McDonald's.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited that there's breakfast all the time. I've always said if I won the lottery, that would be the store I open, is a McDonald's that has 24/7 breakfast. I don't see how you can go wrong. It's just good.
Honestly, their dollar menu is good. It's good in the breakfast time too, and everything else on the menu is shit.
Think about then. You can have yourself an Egg McMuffin with fries.
The stupid hash browns.
I was a bacon egg cheese biscuit. That's my go-to.
Oh, that's good too.
I always, yeah.
Raylene likes the griddle ones with the pancakes as buns.
Oh, yes. The McGriddles. Yep.
I like feeling like a cheap ass, and that's why I love that Big Breakfast, because you get 1,300 calories for $4.
Which is, you want to start today with. Well, I mean, for you, you're kind of jobby.
For me, that 1,300 calories is one meal.
It's going on now in test markets.
We need to find out the test markets
and who is going to help us make this happen.
How far away do I have to drive?
Well, we need a Kickstarter.
This one says the San Diego area.
Oh, fuck them. Oh,
God damn it.
Like, by the time you got there, it would be breakfast time here already. So you
I might as well drive back then.
Drive around the block until it's breakfast time, and you'll get the same expense.
I just go through the drive-through continuously. It's like
I've been to San Diego, and it is a nice place.
San Diego's amazing. It
is pretty. I've been to San Francisco, and I had to stay overnight one time because my plane got delayed somehow, and I ended up staying overnight in San Francisco, and it was nice. It was weird seeing like soda machines or like all the coin machines being outside.
Oh yeah,
and it's not rainy and snowy.
That's like the last episode of Breaking Bad. They showed their laundry room was outside.
Yeah,
it's like they just don't have weather there.
Yeah. It just threw me off. I'm like, why is this out here? And it doesn't make sense. It should be indoors.
But then, the only problem with those places is there's just too many people packed into them.
Yeah.
Once you get no weather, then people just pack into it.
I like weather.
Zappity.
Grumble?
Yeah, I'm just cutting you off.
Okay.
That was our McDonald's.
Yeah. Why do Mena Forums want a damn Paladin Warcaster?
Because they want one.
Yeah, I mean, the same reason the troll forums want a pig warcaster, and
Scorn wants a Venator.
If you got a neat theme in your army, you want a neat theme.
Because that way you figure you get a cool cast, you get a warcaster that matches that cool thing. You get its theme forces, shenaniganry, and all sorts of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. That's like Constance is the precursor caster, and she's kind of neat. I mean, she's not real super competitive, but she's neat.
Yeah,
she's good as a merc.
She's way better in mercs than she is in although her theme force is fucking terrifying in Signar.
Her problem is she either wins so big you think she's the best caster ever, or she just cannot win the matchup. She's got no middle ground.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm intrigued if there's a protect. I obviously have to get it anyway, because, you know.
Oh.
Who's the boss?
They should make him just like Mark 1 Vilmon.
Jesus.
I don't remember Mark 1 Vilmon.
I just blocked him from my memory. Well, no, the reason why you remember Mark 1 Vilmon is because Vilmon also had what's the Harbinger's spell? The spell that she used to have now that's an active ability.
Martyrdom?
Yeah. He used to cast Martyrdom on Vilmon. He would just run right through your army going, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Bastard.
Zavity.
Grumble.
So, if you could have sex with Nicole Kidman now on Jimmy Fallon's show, or 20 years ago, but with Jimmy Fallon involved as well, which would you choose?
Now. She has aged well.
She has aged well as well. And, you know, if I'm shagging her, then that's fine for the world. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, people are just going to turn the channel like,
yeah. Turn the channel. Yeah, like, nobody's going to watch me doing that.
Hey, look at all of us hairy Wisconsin boys screwing this chick. No, nobody wants to see that. Well, maybe a couple people. But you can find somebody for anything.
Hold on. How involved does Jimmy Fallon have to be? Could he just be knocked out in a corner?
No, it's part of a three-way is what they're saying.
No. It's now with him present or back then with him helping.
Well, you would be on a show. I mean, he'd be at his desk.
Well, yeah, but I want him. He'll be at the desk watching and crying.
And it'd be like the musical act, but there'd just be a bed there.
And I would maintain unbroken eye contact with him the entire time, asserting my dominance. Obviously.
You just resort to hate
question, I guess. That was an easy one.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
No, it's just, you know.
Okay.
It's like in John Wick when he makes eye contact with the kid and then shoots the guy in the head. It would be that, except I'd be having sex with Nicole Kidman.
Damn it. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, me too.
Damn it. How have you not fucking seen John Wick yet?
I own it.
He's recommended it on the show.
You haven't seen it either? We're watching it after this. It'll be my fourth time this week.
I gotta get groceries, my friend.
I watched it with the commentary track yesterday and it was great.
I need to watch it. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, okay, spoiler, he shoots a guy in the head.
Whoa?
This might be guy 57.
Like a pacifistic type movie.
It is.
I thought it was John Wick. I thought he was about a school teacher that goes down to an inner city college or inner city school and he changes everything around.
Yeah. He is a pacifist for the first several minutes of that film.
Minutes.
Continuously.
Yeah.
It's got to have better action than Furious 7. Actually, Furious 7 had some really ridiculous action.
Yeah, it's just anytime they're talking, you're like, what are you saying? But other than that, it was great.
The dialogue was so good.
Ronda Rousey she should never wear a dress. It looked horrible.
She had like a nude-colored dress, and it looked like He-Man in a dress. She's a little butch for that.
That was a good fight, though.
Yeah. It was a good fight, but she was a little butch.
And yeah, some that of that, I don't know why...
Could I have sex with her on Jimmy Fallon's show?
I'd still do
She that. Would maintain unbroken eye contact with Fallon while having sex with
both
me.
Both of you?
And then she'd be shaking a strap-on at him. You're next, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be on bottom.
I am fully aware that Ronda Rousey would be penetrating me. I'm not even going to pretend otherwise.
I don't know. I don't know why I was breaking with the moment of the movie a couple of times. Like... If, what's her name, Michelle Rodriguez and Ronda Rousey got into a fight, Michelle Rodriguez's arm would be broken within 20 seconds.
Well, see, because it wasn't actually her as herself. It was a character she was playing.
Yeah.
And then The Rock fighting Jason Statham.
Yeah.
That first punch The Rock hit him with.
Yeah.
Jason Statham would have been a fucking shit stain on the wall. Yeah. I mean, come on. The guy is, like... 330 pounds of meat and rage. You get hit by that once, you are done.
Not in the movies.
Not in the movies. I don't
Jason
know.
Statham is filled with rage as well, so rage trumps.
But not as much meat.
Hey,
The Rock's full of a lot of meat.
Statham did have to result to a grenade to win that fight. Yeah. So it wasn't like he actually won that fight in a fist fight.
No, I know, but I don't know why that bothered me. But
Michelle Rodriguez talks someone back to life with her voice.
That is
She's
true.
Like, stop
that
CPR. Bother me. I'm going to use my voice to save this person's life. Yeah. And it was amazing.
Meanwhile, I would die if Michelle Rodriguez was talking to me.
Yeah,
I
Nate's
hate her
actor.
So much.
I remember everything.
I do like her in that one movie where she wears the wife beater and she's like a cop or a soldier. You know that
all
one?
All of them?
Every fucking movie she's ever done.
She's got her shtick.
She didn't act very well in it. She didn't like emote or deliver her lines very well, but she growled at the camera, so for some reason they paid her.
Yeah. And she's very, very rich now, Nate.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Lupus Ferris is saying, Nathan, you can have Sue Perkins as your fluffer.
Oh.
I don't know who Sue Perkins is.
Sue Perkins is a person.
Oh, good job. Thanks a lot.
She's a British comedian. She's very
hot.
She's one of those lesbians that looks like Justin Bieber. But for some reason, I think Sue Perkins is really cute.
Do you think Justin Bieber is really cute?
As a girl, maybe.
Like he's definitely a tranny candidate, right?
Yeah, he definitely would be a successful cross-dresser.
Yeah, like he would pick up guys.
Yes. Oh, he'd be passable.
Yep.
Zappity. Do we have any more left?
We have a couple more. Just jump back and forth here. What is the worst model or unit you see commonly played?
Worst as in not very powerful?
But people play it commonly?
I'm going to go ahead and throw this one out there. Druids of Oberos.
They are very expensive.
They're 9 points for 7 dudes, and they can be killed by a lot of things.
I think they're great for ADR because you can keep them out of your list and just bring them for those special occasions.
I mean, they're great against cricks, right?
Yeah. Well, that's like as a specialist, as, dude,
as a good against ADR. Like, yeah, if you're going against Gaspy, druids are actually pretty damn good.
I mean, I feel like a lot of druid players include, or a lot of druid players, circle players include druids no matter what.
It is a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. You can get a stalker for 1 more point.
Yeah,
that's a fairly decent one. One I saw, they're really good, but they I see them played even when they shouldn't be just because they're good, are the choir. Because I've seen people make lists with one goddamn warjack in it, and they still put in a thing of choir. And it's like, yeah, the choir's good, but not when you don't have 2 or 3 or 4 warjacks. Like, those same points can get you something else.
A Menoth player ever played less than 4 warjacks?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I was with Amon. He doesn't need a lot of jacks.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke.
It was not with Amon.
Poor John, he played Amon.
I think it was a Kreos 2 or something. I don't know.
John played Amon against me, and I was playing Circle, and I got crushed. But he stayed within like 13 of Pearl Mac. I just bounced on him.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do, pig.
He's like, I forgot about that. I know. I mean, he like just crushed me. I had nothing left.
To be honest with you, my candidate for that is Mage Hunter Strike Force.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're thinking outside the box.
Seriously.
They don't hit stuff.
Oh, man. I have lost so many games because of them. They're rat 6. And they just, I mean, yes, it's cool that they ignore spell effects in that. And yes, they have Jack Hunter, which is kind of cool.
But even with that, I mean, they're
still
minus, right?
minus 8 to 10,
depending what they're
shooting.
If they're
minus 8s, they're looking sexy. But they're probably against defense 12, and they can miss defense 12.
Yeah, yep. I've run into so many times where they've just not got it done.
Awesome with Raven. You would be stupid not to take them with Raven. And correct. They're awesome with Ossian, and you'd probably be stupid not to take them with Ossian.
Infiltrators, on the other hand, are fucking amazing.
They're pretty
cool. I won one of my games yesterday because I had one single infiltrator walk up to Bradigus and kill him. Because they have the mage extra additional die.
And he had, like, synergy. Oh, well, no, yeah, they always have it. That's right. It's not purgation.
They have gang, but
they
couldn't
gang
get another.
Mage Hunter or something. Yeah,
yep. Yeah, Mage Hunter,
I think they're actually just the same strength, but I think you see the one get thrown into every list where they don't fit. And the other one, you don't see them thrown into every list. They don't fit.
Yeah. I think them with Eris is pretty cool. I've been pleased with them. I have not been pleased with my Mage Hunter Strike Force. They've cost me the game 2 games already just because I've tried doing stuff.
I think the Black 13th are awful and people should stop playing them.
We've all said nobody's going to agree with, but that one is just too far, man.
All right, sorry. Yeah. Just trying to help my cricks.
Really, you just shouldn't play them because it's supporting child labor when you have the Black 13th on the table.
You shouldn't play it, yes. That's all I got.
You don't have a serious one?
A good one?
No. I play cricks. Everything's fine. That's played. I mean,
what about the troll things? Oh, that's Keith. Never mind.
Keith hates the
Blood Gorgers. Blood Keith Gorgers. Hates the Blood Gorgers.
Really? I like them, but they're not
Keith
they're
hates
not
the
them.
Blood Gorgers. He sent them down against my ret, and I wiped them out in like the bottom of water or whatever.
But they don't count because they're not commonly played.
Yeah. Every commonly played crick unit's fine, and there are no commonly played scoring units.
Yeah.
So
the cricks has the opposite problem where their non-commonly played stuff is really good. It's just it's A minuses compared to A pluses. So
yeah, exactly.
Like.
Yeah, even the Black Ogryn Party Crew.
They're good.
Black Ogryn Party Crew.
Yeah, they party. Party, party, party. 6 points.
Just mod them all wearing Andrew WK shirts. Like, the Party Crew.
Yeah, 6 points for 40 health is kind of a deal.
If they were fearless, I'd play them every game.
Yeah, you should. Why can't Cranks hire the stupid witch doctor guy?
Just saying.
Hmm.
They're pretty amazing. I mean, they cause terror, but they're not.
And they're 6 points for 40 health.
Yeah.
What is their leadership then?
not good enough.
Oh, maybe eight or something. Probably eight. I don't know.
It's... Heavy infantry without fearless is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still 6 points for four.
Yeah, no, they. I mean, they are not bad.
And drag's a cool ability. And,
yeah, I'm just saying you would see them all the time if they were fearless in a lot of Krix lists, but we don't have time for that kind of stuff.
As Krix, it is, they're unplayable trash. Can
hire boom haulers?
Yeah. Krix doesn't want to deal with.
I mean, 40 checks. Health is a lot, but four plus
tough is amazing.
That's only 14 health though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bloodgorgers are still single wounds.
Yeah. No, not Bloodgorgers. We're talking about
the party crew. The party crew.
Yeah, the party.
Man, I almost want to do that now. Were you the like little hats?
Spinny
noise things.
Oh, it's one of those parties.
I was going to do the asphalt crew for my Ogryn.
Ogryn Asphalt Corps.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. All right, invent the Easter-based dessert. Go.
Cadbury egg.
Done.
Zappity. I don't think that's inventing.
I don't care.
Okay.
That was my answer.
I don't know. Some kind of fermented thing where you bury it for 3 days?
I got one. Oh, man, what is it? Was that
fish like called? Kimchi, but as a dessert.
Lutefisk. Are you talking about Lutefisk?
Yeah, but a cake version of it. So, like, you make a pie, and you, like, bury it for 3 days, and then you eat it.
I was going to try
like an Easter egg hunt for your dessert. That's a terrible thing.
I couldn't convince Jordan to do Easter things today. I'm like, come on, my Jewish roommate. Let's have some Easter party.
I was sad yesterday because I thought of something really funny, and then I Googled it already existed. Because I was thinking a cool cosplay would be to get like a Wookiee costume and put a menorah and everything on it and be Chewbacca. But Chewbacca already exists.
There's probably porn of it.
There's Chewbacca t-shirts.
Yeah. Zappity.
No, I haven't invented mine. Mine is taking the cream from a Cadbury egg.
Yeah.
And then put it in between two peeps. And eat like a peep Cadbury egg sandwich.
That's just like peep porn at that point.
I would take the cream from it and put it in a Pez dispenser. So you just like pours out of it.
It just leaks out the bottom. Aww. Zappity.
Can it be a cock-shaped Pez dispenser? Yeah.
No, you just squeeze it.
Yeah, squirts out.
Okay, I came up with one. Get a dildo. Hollow it out.
You start with the dildo.
Hollow it out through the tip.
Remember, this is for Easter. Yeah. Reminder.
Yep. Squirt the Cadbury filling into the dildo that you've hollowed out, and then squirt it in your mouth by squeezing on the dildo.
No, you can squirt it out for the kids.
Mm-hmm. There you go. come get your cream pie, kids.
Here's a flip side. You perform oral sex on a guy.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just cutting out all your prep work.
Fair enough. I don't think that's going to taste like the Cadbury fellas.
You don't know.
I don't
Depends
know.
On what the guy's been
you
eating.
Feed him, yeah, you feed him Cadbury.
he's been eating peeps for hours, just eating peeps and peeps and peeps.
Yeah, okay, so that's our new Easter tradition. Dessert is fill a male hooker with so much sugar that his cum tastes like sugar and then suck his dick.
You might have more, okay, when you do...
Happy Easter!
We're hiring you for 5 hours. For the first 4 hours, just eat all the peeps we have here. Don't stop, and we're not paying you. And then after that, we're just going to suck your dick for an hour. There's a new tradition created.
I honestly want to hire a prostitute and explain that and see his reaction.
I bet he'll be like, yeah. What's it pay?
We call that the Easter special. How many peeps do I have to eat? I'm cutting down on carbs, man.
We'll give Glenn a call and ask him.
What?
I don't know. I wanted to bring Zappity. Sorry, Glenn.
Chicago style pizza or New York style pizza?
Chicago style. Chicago.
New York is too thin.
New York is the big thin wedges where you roll them up like a taco and you go, oh my god, that is
Chicago heaven.
New York,
so much
New York style 9 times out of 10, but that one time I will crave a Chicago style, but most of the time I want the thin crust.
If I see a Chicago style, that's where they put like tomatoes on top of the.
It's where it's the fucking like 3-inch deep dish.
I will take that and slide it into the garbage.
Ugh.
That's just not for me.
The other, and I
slide the top part, but I do like the crust and cheese bottom part, but I do the same thing. I just eat half of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to eat half of it.
The flip side is from growing up in Chicago. Somebody pointed this out because when this debate came up before Adepticon, we were talking about getting Chicago-style pizza, is that there's the alternate extreme that they do in Chicago where you get stuff, the crust is like, it's almost like a saltine cracker. It's so thin and so crispy No, like beyond that. Like it's like a goddamn cracker. Like there's no softness left in the crust. No
middle ground
in Chicago. And then you just cut it into squares and then you eat that like you eat just fucking half like a pizza chips. With that. Yeah. Yeah. It ends up being like chips and whatnot. That's really fucking good.
All right. I still like my
Chicago. I prefer Chicago.
I'll eat any pizza. I like
the
really,
New York pizza style good. Where the wedge is bigger than your head.
Yeah, I like the Domino thin crust style. That's my
That's almost as crispy as what Nathan's talking
yeah,
about.
Like it's almost things. Like fucking crackers.
Yeah. Yeah,
Domino's is like the original. So for us old guys that we're all now old, that's like my first memory of delivered pizza is definitely Domino's.
Yeah.
I so do like remember pizza.
My dad was too really cheap for delivered pizzas. It was always Little Caesars because you could pick it up. And you know, their shtick used to be you got two pizzas for the same price as you got one from anywhere else. And that's why their slogan was was pizza, pizza.
That is still their shtick. They just advertise it as that way.
You buy one. Like it used to literally be option one was two sausages. Option two was two pepperonis. Like you had to get two pizzas.
The deep dish pizza that
it's
they
like
have
McDonald's
there is really
for the
good.
Price.
Yes, for the price, Little Caesars is the best place to go for pizza. Like, you can spend $23 on a glass nickel pizza, or you can spend $5 on a Little Caesar pizza. They're both the same size.
Or you can spend $20 on enough Little Caesars food to choke a horse.
Right. Like, they're both the same size. One of them is $15 more expensive and 20% better.
Glass nickel does not come with crazy bread, though.
Crazy bread and Little Caesars are the current reigning champions of best commercials ever.
Yeah.
Like, for the last decade, Little Caesars has always had amazing commercials.
There are no rules.
I may be a simple country pizza lawyer, but I say bacon on your crust is perfectly legal.
I think we were one of the test markets for that.
Yeah?
In Madison, because we had that bacon pizza long before I saw commercials for it.
Someone that one's good. Their pretzel one is terrible.
Someone was mocking the bacon crust, and I almost punched him. I don't know who it was.
It's good, but I don't think it's worth $2.
It's not that. I don't think it's
not worth $2, but it is darn good. Their deep dish pizza is really good. I like their deep dish pizza a lot.
I like their regular pizza a lot.
True.
Fucking $5 hot and ready, some crazy bread, 2 liter of soda, and it costs you like $7 total? Like, what the fuck, man?
It's a lot better deal than everywhere else.
Oh, somebody mentioned we could open up a Kickstarter for a prostitute candy show and call it the Peep Show.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
That is amazing.
No, make that t-shirt up for us.
Want you to eat all the peeps and then we'll just suck your dick for an hour.
I'm zappity crumble. All right.
I want to do Jim's question from last week. Right. Jim Goff.
Yeah, he's got one on here. He's got the same question.
Is the music one?
He posted it in the right spot.
And
then,
okay, never mind.
That we have to do, right?
That's the one.
That was the one, but apparently he's on there.
Let's
as
prepare
well.
For Jim's
that
question.
That is the next one. When wintering. When winning or losing, what song do you hear in your head if you hear one? Not limited to War Machine and Horrors. Honestly, I sometimes when I win or I do something fantastic, I do hear the Final Fantasy VII fanfare. Sometimes that happens.
Usually, when I beat someone who's being a dick, I always hear "How You Like the Heavy." Like, "How You Like Me Now." That song plays a lot in my head as I beat people who are assholes.
When I watch the Packers beat somebody I really hate, like the Cowboys, I always sing "Na Na Hey Hey Goodbye."
All right, Nathan.
Good one.
Requiem for soprano, mezzo soprano, two mixed choirs, and orchestra constantly blares at ear-bleedingly loud volumes in my head at all times.
Which one?
That's the stuff that shrieks anytime the monolith's on screen in 2001 A Space Odyssey. I just hear that 24/7.
Wah.
The song is on default as I walk 500 miles. That's on a very low hum in my brain at all times, but it's not screaming. It's just there.
What's the live to win something something? What's that one? The montage music from Rocky IV.
Also World Police.
Yeah, also, slow version.
That's good.
That is
good
one. I do that one every once in a while, too.
Slow version of America Fuck Yeah is one of the finest moments in cinematic history.
You know, that movie has probably the greatest soundtrack of any movie ever.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS. So Raylene loves Rent. And it's one of her favorites and everything like that. And I was making fun of it because of that. I'm like, everybody has AIDS and everything. She's like, not everybody has AIDS. That's so overblown, blah, blah, blah. So she finally forced me to watch Rent. Everybody has fucking AIDS in that movie. She was like, it's one guy. And then I watched it, and of the eight main characters, like, literally seven of them have AIDS.
Oh.
Well, they all She's like, oh, I forgot those two had AIDS. And, oh, yeah, those two also have AIDS. And, oh, and that guy, okay, fine, they all have AIDS. And she's just defeated.
There's a great
But only one of them dies from AIDS.
They had too many peep shows going on.
Yes.
It was all the same prostitute.
That's terrible.
Oh, by the way, our show tonight is not family friendly.
This is the one.
Yeah, this is the one.
We're finally not family friendly.
Yep.
This is 110. Next week's 111. That's exciting.
I could make one. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. 70.
Call up Tipper Gore.
Wait, somebody should email her this episode.
AIDS.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell us?
Zappity.
Zappity Grumble.
All right, and the last question here is, how did Jeremy get Katie? She's way out of his league. That's a question that I think Katie sometimes asks.
I got to say, don't ride Jeremy down. He's a super nice guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah, which is why we're mean to him.
Yeah, because he lets us. We're horrible people.
Yeah.
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 No, it's
and the answer is Katie settled.
It's the kudzu thing.
I think they're good together.
Yeah.
No,
I think they deserve each other. Jeremy's a super nice guy.
They deserve each other. That's both a friendly and a mean thing to say.
Jeremy's a super nice guy.
He is a super loving sidekick to Katie.
Yep.
Yes.
And he'll work for free for her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why wouldn't she have him around?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll have to have them on to answer that.
They'll be on soon again. They actually will be on a little more, but they this week and next week they have things going on.
Yeah.
And I won't be here next week either.
This George Chung, he messaged me personally on Facebook with a picture he drew of Kalissa, and he asked if I had a request for fan art, and I haven't decided if it was just for me or for all of us.
Well, what's the quality of his art?
It's pretty bad, but no.
Jesus. How about a peep show?
Yeah. No, look, it's Kalissa. She's happy. She's got a bow and shit.
Yeah.
Look, I've got one.
That's actually really good.
If he's good at drawing Kalissa, okay. Kalissa and Raven are definitely lesbians. We need the lesbian Kalissa Raven fan art. Thank you.
There is a there's a Rule 34 of the Witch Coven of Garlgast that is shockingly well drawn.
Oh,
I don't know what a Rule 34 is.
What you are just requesting, yeah.
Look it up. Look up Rule 34, and it'll tell you all about it.
Rule 34 is just if it exists, porn of it exists on the internet. Yeah. And yeah, no. So there's definitely a lesbian threesome scene of the Witch Coven that somebody drew years ago. On Focus and Fury, before the forums went away, somebody linked to a deviant art place where a guy had drawn a bunch of like super sexualized war machine characters as women, and there were surprisingly large number of pharaoh, like a whole lot of pig women with giant breasts and vaginas and everything, and it was just like. Okay, then.
But meanwhile, that guy...
Good for you.
He had very good art. I wanted to compliment his art before we got too bad again. Yeah. That was very nice.
So either request a War Machine thing or have him draw Swedish Muslim Jeremy.
We need to have him back on the podcast.
We do.
He's very camera shy. But we do have a closet right there, so maybe we could put him in the closet.
Have him shout from the closet. Are you saying he's gay?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we could put him in the closet. Come on. He doesn't want to be on camera.
Come out of the closet, Tom Cruise.
He's currently in the room eating a lot of peeps right now. No reason.
God, if we didn't have recommendations, I just want to cut this off right now. Are we going to have recommendations?
All
right, recommend. Recommend something, Andy.
Wait, are we done with the Zubel Grubbles?
Yep.
All right.
Is it?
Then recommend something.
I can't.
All right. We'll start
Furious 7. Everyone should watch Furious 7.
You're recommending that? You guys were just saying that the fight scenes were bad and the dialogue was bad.
So?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I think the fight scenes are amazing.
It's just not believable that Ronda Rousey didn't kill Michelle Rodriguez in a quarter of a second.
For me, that hurt it a little bit. And the fact that The Rock hitting Jason Statham even once would just break his body.
And I didn't, like, when I saw that girl fight Rodriguez, I didn't know. I looked at her, I'm like, okay, she's obviously some sort of UFC fighter, but I don't watch enough UFC to know who she is. So I figured, she just looked like a UFC.
Have you seen her fights at all?
No.
Do you have
seen them? Because they're too soon.
Let me ask you a non-sarcastic asked a question. After this, do you have 16 seconds to spare? Because her most recent title fight, I can show you the whole fucking thing in 16 seconds.
She's like the Mike Tyson of women.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Her most common
She thing beats up women?
Yes. No, that would be the Jim Brown of women.
Well, Mike Tyson. Well, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh my God! What, no, no, that's from a that's a Joe Rogan joke where he was talking about he is the undisputed champion of living room
of domestic violence or something.
There was I forget which newspaper it was, but when Ike Turner died, their headline, and you have to warp your brain to be thinking of it as the alternate worst use of the word, as in like a race, but it said, Ike Turner beats Tina Turner to death, was the headline of the newspaper. Ike Turner beats Tina Turner to death.
Wow. Domestic violence.
Pretty good one.
How did that even make it through the editorial process?
Because it's one of those shitty rags like the New York Post or whatever.
They probably did it intentionally to mislead people to try to get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, Ronda Rousey, if any of us got into a fight with her, she's a little chick and she would break our arm in 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah. Like all of her fights are over within a minute and all of them by arm bar.
I'm not exaggerating on the broken arm. Your arm would be flopping there. You'd be crying like a baby and she'd probably be mounting you.
If
I mean, it was just hard to like for me to if we I've seen her destroy people like that and it's just hard to
Well, as someone who just knew she was device,
I understand but that.
To me, the Fast and the Furious series takes place in an alternate reality where all this stuff is normal.
Yeah.
I still think
does she at least beat Michelle Rodriguez?
Oh yeah.
Okay, it's not fast enough.
No, they end up both going over like a railing, landing on something, and then they just kind of get over there quick.
Jason Statham walks in the room with a machine gun and starts shooting at everybody.
Yeah,
that was a draw.
I think Ronda Rousey would beat a machine gun. She would find a way to armbar the bullets.
Was too far away from it. It was probably the problem.
She would catch each bullet and armbar because they'd be like the cartoon bullets from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Best Fast and Furious is still Tokyo Drift. Like watching a redneck ruin cars for 2 hours.
Fast and the Furious has the best naming sequence of any fucking movie series now. Like it beats Rambo because you have Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah,
Fast and the Furious. I'm sorry, excuse me. Let me try this again. The Fast and the Furious.
That's right.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah. The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
So they just start over and drop articles.
Yeah.
Then Fast Five.
Yeah.
Fast 6.
Furious 6, I think.
No, it's Fast 5, Fast 6, Furious 7.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
That's great. Yeah, I like all of them.
Yeah. Two's the weakest.
Two is actually a legitimately terrible, awful movie. They have car tasers.
Is it worse than Torque?
I don't know if I...
Torque is a Fast and the Furious ripoff with motorcycles.
It's probably better than that.
Okay.
I remember Torque being bad.
Yeah. It's really bad.
I've seen Torque.
It's Furious 7, there was nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't the best one. Tokyo Drift and 5 were really good. Fast and Furious was really good. The Fast and the Furious was pretty good. Yeah. This one was pretty good. I like watching Nathan's brain break. Oh, it's great.
First Blood, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3, Rambo.
That new Rambo, just named Rambo, is awesome. And
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky, the new Rocky was awesome. Like, amazing. Yeah.
Rocky
it was legitimately good.
Rocky's good. Rocky 2 is pretty... Actually, honestly, all Rockies, except for 5, but 5 is even halfway decent. Rocky Balboa, that is the topper. That basically, you could put Rocky and then put... the first one, and then put Rocky Balboa next to it.
Rocky IV is really stupid.
Which boxer? Which one?
Rocky IV is really, really stupid.
No,
it's amazing, but it's really, really stupid.
It's amazing and stupid.
Paulie's got a pet robot.
Yeah, that movie
could be amazing and stupid.
That movie was good for America.
Rocky solves the Cold War.
Yeah, exactly. That was a classic '80s.
What happened right after that? We won.
Yeah, exactly.
Rocky won the Cold War.
On the Nightly Show, they had a, was it Mike Tyson on the Nightly Show?
Yes.
They asked Mike Tyson, like, honestly, which of the Rockies could he beat? They named all the Rockies from each one. Like, could you beat Rocky? They had all these different boxers, and they said, well, can you beat this guy? Can you beat this guy? And it was kind of funny when he went through the Rocky movies, like, which ones he could or couldn't beat. He couldn't beat Rocky IV. He's like, I can't beat that Rocky.
Nobody can beat Rocky.
No, not that one.
Rocky Balboa is easily probably the best.
That is such a good movie.
It's one of his best films that he's come out recently.
It's not just one of the best films he come out with recently. That is his best movie ever.
The one where he's a cop with New York is pretty good.
Wait. I'm wrong. What's the one where he travels through time to the future and there's murder, death, kills? That was him.
Demolition Man.
It's his best movie. Rocky Balboa is his second.
Demolition Man is a great movie.
I know the one you're talking about where he deafens himself by smashing his head against the thing. That one was good. Copland or something.
Copland, yes. I really like Copland.
Have I told my Demolition Man anecdote?
No.
Well, I don't remember. If you have, it hasn't been enough that we know it offhand.
Here's a piece of trivia. What's the only restaurant that exists in the future in Demolition Man?
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Our European listeners answered differently. Okay, I'm done then.
No, finish it.
No.
What's in the European?
In the European version, Taco Bell's not big in Europe because they don't have the big whole Mexican influence.
They don't have Mexicans.
I mean, it's like England, they have Indian food instead of Mexican food or whatever. So in Europe, it's Pizza Hut. It's Pizza Hut.
Okay.
And so my brother, he was deployed in like Afghanistan or whatever, and he was talking with one of his buddies, and they were talking, and his buddy was like, no, it's Pizza Hut. And they were fighting. Like, they were arguing over this. They each were like, you're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. It's Pizza Hut. And then it turns out they just have a different version.
They're both regionalized.
Yeah. You could blow somebody's fucking mind if you got like an English version of the movie and showed it to one of your American friends and just pretend it's always been Pizza Hut. If I hadn't told you this, if we just watched Demolition Man and it was Pizza Hut, and you'd be like,
Wasn't it Taco Bell? Yeah, like, dude, I would think I was really high when I watched it the first time.
You'd think you were like an alternate dimension. Yep. Like, you know, it's like
that's true.
The Nicole Kidman movie where they kidnap her kids.
I just had a great idea. I'm moving to England and I'm opening up a goddamn Chipotle. If they don't have Mexican food there, I'm going to be fucking rich.
Yeah.
Mexican food is the best food there is.
Chipotle is the best.
Yeah.
Chipotle is the best. I'm sad Qdoba. When people say they like Qdoba. I'm like, aw.
Qdoba used to not be the best, but they give the guac away now.
What?
Yeah, you don't upcharge for guac on your burrito.
I just threw out a fuck ton of guacamole from my fridge because my stepdaughter brought some home that she had bought, so I didn't eat it out of respect because you don't touch somebody else's guacamole. And so then today I go to throw it out, and it's only been like eaten like that much off the top of this giant container. And I'm like, your guacamole expired. She's like, oh, I forgot I bought that. I was drunk. And so I could have eaten all that goddamn guacamole, and she wouldn't have known.
You can eat it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it expired 3 weeks ago.
That's fine.
So just scrape the brown top off and get to the good stuff.
So in conclusion, Furious 7 is Andy's recommendation.
I'm gonna recommend Chipotle or Qdoba then.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was just talking about, and I think I summed it up.
Chipotle is much better.
Chipotle used to be much better. I've been going to Qdoba, and it's been good. As good as Chipotle, and they give you the fucking guac.
I can walk Chipotle, and I don't eat guac, so for me it's for work.
Okay.
Flip side, I don't think Americans eat enough Indian food.
I don't like Indian food.
I don't like baby diarrhea.
Which kind of Indian? The Indian or the ones that we gave?
We eat all kinds of feather Indian food because we stole potatoes and corn and all that shit from them.
Potatoes are from Peru, not from.
Potatoes are from the Americas. Yeah.
I mean, they're Native Americans.
Those aren't real Indians down there.
Yeah.
I should insult somebody.
Sure.
You're desperately trying to be as racist as possible about Indians.
Well, you know,
the Indian food, I lost is a lot of money at casinos. Like baby diarrhea in a diaper, and you like lick it, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Except not.
All right.
It's
basically stir fry. It's like Chinese food, except spiced differently. It's rice and then sauce covered meat.
It's like spice to be spicy, not spice for flavor.
Depends on what you get. Like if you just get like vindaloo, that stuff is spiced to make your mouth burst into flames. But some of the other stuff is not that hot. Like not all Indian food's hot.
It can't be as good as freaking Chipotle.
We'll go to the buffet, the Maharaja buffet down there in Odana sometime, and you can try a whole bunch of stuff.
So what's your recommendation?
I want to do my anti recommendation. Do not get the El Diablo burger at Hardee's. It's not very good.
I forgot Hardee's exists.
It's a burger.
The best thing about Hardee's is when you drive by it to go somewhere else.
I like Hardee's ham and cheese.
It's a burger.
Have you been there recently?
Yeah.
With jalapenos.
Yeah.
With some like habanero sauce, with some pepper jack cheese, and then jalapeno poppers in there. Except for they weren't cream cheese poppers, which is the old ones. They were the cheddar cheese ones.
Who the fuck? I tore those things out of the white cream in the donuts.
Yes. Custard, people. Custard. Custard and cream cheese, never cheddar, and never that white fluffy, fucking terrible.
Yeah.
That's like worse than a peep show.
Custard donuts are a must.
Yes.
But not
cream. Like, I saw an April Fool's where somebody was filling donuts with mayonnaise, and I was like, I would rather that than the fucking white whipped cream.
That white cream stuff is horrible.
God damn
it. Yeah, so, it's always cheddar cheese in your jalapeno poppers. That's like,
Do
we
wrong.
Live in communist Russia?
Exactly.
We not have some cream cheese? Please?
Yeah. In Mother Russia,
in Soviet
cheddar cheese,
Russia.
Your papas.
How does he still have a career?
He does.
Yakov Smirnoff.
He does.
Soviet Russia, no more, Yakov.
He probably talks about like the Russian estate or like the... Anyway, go ahead.
I may or may not have mentioned previously that I goddamn love roguelikes, and they're my favorite type of game, and so I'm recommending a roguelike. Surprise. It's technically pre-release, but it's one of those games that you can just get on Steam, and it's 99% done, but they just... Oh, it's not really done yet. But it's called Darkest Dungeon, and it's kind of like a roguelike meets XCOM, because instead of just being one character that you go through the randomly generated dungeon and then you die and start over, you have a crew of like four guys and they go on missions, and then at the end of the missions they go back to town, and like during the missions they can develop injuries. Well, like kind of like a Brimstone kind of thing. It's like Shadows of Brimstone, the PC game.
They talk about that a lot on the Five Fingers forum. They talk about Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
Can you pull that on our forums?
It's really a lot like Shadows of Brimstone, the PC, now that I say that out loud. Because it really is, you have your like group of four guys and they'll go and they'll have injuries, like go blind stuff, or they can like develop disabilities, like they can become scared of the dark and shit like
every
that.
Every time they go to loot something, it might just be a hallucination and it disappears.
Yeah.
Now, like, do you do the dungeon run or is it automated?
No, you do it. You go through and everything. Yeah. Yeah, so it really is. It's like it's side-scrolly. Like, it's not like as big like overhead maps and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you know, RPG-ish, where it's just like numbers are like monster pops up, throw some numbers back and forth, and move on to next. It's not like a whole map scroll thing.
It's not like a Final Fantasy Tactics.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The dungeon things aren't that complex, but it's just cool because it's the party build, and then eventually they all go fucking insane or develop syphilis or die, and then you just start a new party.
Warhammer Quest, you can play on the phone, and that's pretty fun. And that is actually map graded out, and you get to walk your dudes down there.
Do you play that on your phone, Andy?
Warhammer Quest.
It's not on Android.
I don't understand.
He's showing a picture of some person I don't recognize with a hat.
Is that just
some... How do you not recognize who that is?
Oh, because your phone was sideways and I couldn't see.
Is it Hobo Billy?
What the fuck?
That's Keith.
The way I could not recognize how it is that he doesn't look anything like himself.
Yeah, well, I just saw him this weekend.
I saw.
Yeah,
he looks chubby.
Well, because he's got a giant beard now.
Yeah, I must just be poofed out.
I got some.
But Darkest Dungeon, if you like Shadows of Brimstone. It's Shadows of Brimstone, the PC game.
All right, and I'm recommending a show on Netflix, which actually the band Garfunkel and Oates is a comedy duo.
And they're awesome.
The girl she used to be on Scrubs. She played the banjo on Scrubs. Mm-hmm. People usually remember
that. Oh, yeah.
And I know they've been a band forever. They always had...
It's not a banjo. What was it?
Ukulele.
Sorry. Thank you. I said they're wrong. But they've been on YouTube and on the internet for quite a while doing like little comedy skits, but now they have a series on Netflix.
I've seen the blonde one's vagina.
There you go.
Yeah. I've seen her everything.
That makes sense.
Were you Patrick Stewart?
I've seen it all.
Was she in the room you tied up?
Maybe.
All right. But no, they're comedy. It's just a silly comedy show. It's just that it's basically, it's almost like the Alternatius D. They would do some random shit, and then they'd sing and do some random shit and sing.
Or it's almost like a female version of Flight of the Conchords show.
I don't want, but they're not.
It's like Broad City.
Valid point.
British humor. And
New Zealand?
Yeah.
Same thing, I guess.
Don't they have a British accent?
Yeah.
There you go. Do they have Mexican food there? See, that's the problem with our people across the pond that speak English, is they don't have Mexican food. That's why they're so dry. Yeah,
so by that logic, Mexico should be the greatest place on earth?
Wow.
It is.
It is.
That's like Disneyland. That's where Disneyland is located, right?
They do have the best soft drinks down there, though.
Yes. Dude, Mexican Coke, with a Chipotle burrito.
Yeah. There are two different versions of Mexican Coke, and they're both very sought after.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the one is Colombian. It just happens to funnel through Mexico.
Andy's plan later in life is to be a Colombian drug lord, and his mansion was going to 24/7 shoot off fireworks while Panama blared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that's in the plans.
Yeah. Still. Which I support as a retirement plan. It's just Panama! And just fireworks. 24/7.
Yep. I would actually probably hire Van Halen for that. David Lee Roth would have to play.
If they stop playing, they get to go to a peep show. Otherwise, they'd have
I forgot to mention. Are we done with recommendations?
No, but Garfunkel Notes are good.
Yes,
I agree. I enjoy. I haven't watched. I saw on Netflix that they had that show, but I've seen their specials before, and those were always hilarious.
When that chick was on Scrubs, she was lights out.
Yeah, they're fucking hilarious.
They're really good.
Yeah, the taller one, who's blonde normally, she was a brunette though. She was in. She was one of the bad guys in Last House on the Left.
Okay.
She was the female one. That's her. Doesn't look like her because she doesn't have the long straight blonde hair. But yeah.
Is that the one where they hit pause on the video?
No, that's Funny Games, which is terrible.
And then
you like break the tape.
We were so mad.
Funny Games is a terrible movie.
Are you doing anything Tuesday? I know we're kind of talking about going to see a movie. We should go see It Follows. Because I want to see
Brian.
It. Brian's already seen it.
He's bad at research, so he went without us because he couldn't Google well.
I checked the Madison Theaters, and it wasn't playing, and then I looked again, and it was playing.
I am very interested in seeing that movie, and it's a horror movie, which is odd.
And Kate would probably go. You could get a big crowd to go see it. You should go see it. It Follows.
Yep.
I guess I also recommend that. But I was the one who saw it, so I don't want to talk about it. Yep. It's really good.
Is everyone done with their recommendations?
We're done.
All right. One last thing.
Okay.
Daredevil starts this Friday.
I'm sorry.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
You don't care?
I think you should go back and watch the movie.
No, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about the series.
I didn't give much of a shit about Daredevil as a comic book character.
Oh.
Yeah, me either.
Because the big thing is, he's blind, but his superpowers made it so he's almost as good as somebody who isn't blind. Mm-hmm. So then he's just a dude with a gimmick.
Like Batman.
All the stuff I've heard about the reviews that I've seen have been
Batman's superpower is vengeance, Brian. It's vengeance.
But at least he just doesn't have a superpower. It's like having somebody lose a leg and then their superpower is that they have a magic leg. It's not better than a normal leg. It just undoes the loss of a leg.
You know what pisses me off with their superpowers? Hawks. They just like fly around in the air looking cool. Like, look at me. I've got a superpower. They're a bunch of show-offs.
Hawks.
There's a hawk.
Sort of. We've gone off the rails. I'm going to go watch the Daredevil show this week because it's got amazing reviews, and I like everything Marvel's been doing.
Yes.
All right. I trust Marvel a lot.
One last Abbity Grubble, and it has to be done very quickly here. So, favorite British comedy show? And what favorite British film?
Easy. IT Crowd. It's the only British comedy show I've ever liked.
IT Crowd is great.
IT Crowd is fucking good. Wrong Man's fucking good. I'll go, it's half the cast of IT Crowd, but I'll go with Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
I also like The Young Ones.
That's classic.
It is a classic one.
Classic.
We just lost one of them recently.
We did?
Last year.
Stuck in a closet.
Yes.
We lost Drop Dead Fred.
Yes. Zavity.
Sure. Grumble.
All right, let's call
Goodbye,
it.
Goodbye, folks.
Yeah, you guys should go see It Follows.